Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Good news, bad news. If you've just joined us, the bad news... Shut up. The bad news is that you missed some incredible radio. I start at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays on the River Talk Radio Network. The good news is I'll be on until 9 o'clock this morning. So there's that. Let me hear if this guy's still playing. No, he's gone. All right, that's good. All right, fine. So there's that. Well, we got Mr. Big Willie himself joining us after the 8 o'clock news. He'll be complaining about God knows what going on and on and on for 20 minutes. And let's see what else. Also, Dimitri Graffiti. That'll be around 8:50-ish. Chance to call in, say or do whatever you want. If you want to call in and you have a concern about anything, a question about anything, give me a call. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. What do we do with this kid in Belmont County who allegedly made all of these bomb threats to some of the big stores there at the plaza? What do we do with this kid? Do we give him a slap on the wrist? Do we throw him in jail for a while? What do we do with him? Do we get him mental health? Because, you know, if he did these things, he might be mental. There might be something mentally wrong with him. I don't know what, but what do you do with him? What do you do with a kid? He's 18 years old, and legally he's an adult, got it, but he's still a teenager. And if he did these things that he's accused of, phoning in bomb threats all over the place, scaring the crap out of people, what do you do with him? If he was your son, and if he had done this, and I want to stress, if he had done this, we have a presumption of innocence on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local until there is a resolution, court case. That's just how I roll. Big Willie 105.5, hello.
Yeah, the bomb threat kid.
Yeah, what do you do with him?
Well, now here's the dilemma.
Yeah.
Okay, state can pick up charges, feds can pick up charges because it's terroristic threats.
Yeah.
So personally, send them to state, let them go to prison for a while, let federal come and pick them up, let them take them to prison, make an example out of them so all these other young kids don't have a second thought of doing something like that.
Yeah. Now again, in fairness, these are allegations. If he is found guilty, how long should he be in prison? If he's found guilty,
well, I mean, all right. Let's ask yourself that. You know how you said, "What if it was your son? What if it was your child inside that school, and there was a bomb?" So you got to look at it in that aspect as well. Yes, if it was my son, I wouldn't want him to do that much time. But in the same token, what if it was my child in there and there was a bomb?
All right, let's pretend that for the sake of discussion that a jury finds him guilty. Let's pretend. And let's pretend that he is, in fact, your 18-year-old son. Okay, Dad, how long would you be willing to have your son spend time in prison for doing these things, phoning in bomb threats, if he's your son?
Man. He's my son.
Yeah.
You do the time. You do the crime. You better be able to do the time.
No. How long would you be willing to see your son in prison? He's your son. He's not some, you know, goofy looking kid with tattoos and crazy hair.
Yeah. So I would say in the middle of the grid line, not the max, but not the minimum, but the middle.
Well, what is that? 5
learn
years.
Learn a lesson.
10 years? 5 years? Yeah. 10 years? Your son?
10.
Your son?
Yep, 10 years.
Oh,
yep.
Oh man, you have kids?
Yeah, I have 2.
How old are they?
One's 33 and one's 22. 33-year-old did 10 years in prison because he didn't think that he should have to do time in prison, and he decided he was going to do something to break the law. And you break the law, you do the time.
My God, what did he do?
Well, it's neither here nor say.
What? Oh, come on. Don't be coy with me.
Trafficking drugs.
Oh, trafficking and drugs. All right. Did anybody die?
No.
All right. Was anybody hurt that we know of?
You're supplying an addict a drug, so therefore, yeah, you are hurting somebody. You're hurting family members. You're hurting parents, the children of addicts, you know, you're hurting everybody.
Let me ask you a question here. Hard question. Do you love your son?
Yep, unconditionally.
And you're okay with him doing 10 years in prison for drug dealing?
Yeah. Yep.
Does your wife feel the same way?
Yeah, she felt the same way as well.
She there right now? Is she there with you?
No.
I was going to ask her to come to the phone. Wow. Well, you are you're a tough guy. But hey, how's the other kid doing? What is that noise? What am I hearing? What are you doing that you're talking to me?
I drive trash truck, but and what you're hearing is bars going into the back of the trash truck to get ready to be crushed.
So what?
But no, yeah, and now here you're talking to a parent that did 13 years.
Really? What did you?
I did 13 years. Yes.
For what?
I had an addiction problem.
A what problem?
An addiction problem. I was addicted.
Yeah.
I've been 7 years sober now.
God bless you. God bless you. But you were in for 13 years.
Yeah, I did 13.
Oh, my God.
8 in Arizona and 5 in Ohio.
Oh, my God. What was it like in prison? What was your worst day in prison?
Seeing a couple different people get killed right before me.
How did that happen?
It was a race riot out in Arizona.
My God in heaven. Were you ever afraid of your life?
Yeah. No. No.
How did you get clean and sober?
I'm sorry?
How did you get clean and sober? What caused you to change?
What? To become sober?
Yeah.
When enough is enough and you're done being addicted to drugs and you're tired of watching over your shoulder, you're tired of not being able to sleep at night, I can lay my head on my pillow and rest easy.
What was the worst thing you did? What was the worst thing that you did when you were a drug and alcohol addict? What was the worst day, the worst episode that was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this because I was high?
Well, okay, now I'll be really frank and honest with you. I held somebody hostage in a room and taped them to a chair and beat him within an inch of his life.
Why?
Because he stole from me.
How much?
About $5,000.
Within an inch of his life, with your bare hands or with a stick or a baseball bat or what?
Hands. Anybody walking down the street wanted to beat him up, they can come in and beat him up too.
Did anybody tell
you? I was a bad person, but I've come sober and I've given my life to God and I walk the straight line now.
Did anybody else come in to beat him up?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why?
I mean, he's a thief.
Were you selling tickets or something, or what? I mean, you're just...
No. He stole drugs.
My God in heaven. So within an inch of his life, why did you stop?
Because he got up and ran and dove through a baby window.
Wow. Jesus.
I'm not proud of the things that I had done in my past. I had to ask God for forgiveness, and had to mend a lot of bridges that I burnt and broken, now that's why I'm grateful for every day that I'm sober and every day that I stand up.
My God, God bless you. Wow, thank you, sir, and thank you for all the work that you do, and God only knows how many lives you're hopefully changing by doing service, letting other people know. Learn from my mistakes.
For sure. Yeah. And that's just it. I couldn't tell my son, you know, what a failure he was, because I did the same thing. I walked the same road. So the only thing I can do is love him unconditionally. And when he gets up, and he help him dust himself off and proceed forward and not to look back. Learn from your mistakes. That's the best advice I can give to anybody.
Are there good?
It's not what you do to get yourself in trouble. It's what you do after you get yourself in trouble. You dust yourself off. You keep pushing forward, and you do positive things, not negative things.
Are there lots of good meetings, AA and Narcotics Anonymous, here in the Valley?
To be honest with you, sir, I've never attended any AA or NA meetings here in the Valley. My girlfriend. that I'm now with. I'm sure she could attest that there is good meetings and all that. But there again, you have those people that prey on those people that go to the meetings, and, you know, there needs to be harsher laws on people that prey on the weak-minded and the weak-spirited people that go to AA and NA meetings that sit outside and try to sell drugs to them.
That's unbelievable. What a world you live in. What a world. What a world.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You know, you was talking, I was listening to your radio, and you said there was over 56,000 drug seizures in Ohio State prisons.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
insane.
Listen, I did 5 years in prison. If I told you how many guards I seen carrying in drugs and delivering them to inmates, you would be in shock and awe.
How many?
Oh, legitimately, I probably seen in the 5 years that I was at a center called Franklin Medical Center in Columbus, Ohio, I've seen a total of 10 different COs bringing in drugs.
Corrections officers. My God.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
And did the warden know?
The warden was fired because nothing was done about it. They brought a new warden in, and he started cleaning up the place.
My God.
There's more drugs in a city in a prison than there is on a city block. If it's hard for you to believe, there's more drugs in a prison than in one city block in Wheeling.
I am so glad that you called me. What's your first name?
Toby.
Toby. Okay, Toby. God bless you. Seriously, God bless you. Thank God you're turning your life. You're turning your life around, and sorry about your son, but Toby, please call me again. All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Stay stay clean
you
and
well.
Sober. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day. Stay clean and
sober. Thank you. Wow. Just wow. Thank you, Toby. Man, oh man, I did not expect that this morning. Great way to start your day, is it not, though? I mean, you know, count your blessings. You know, that's not your kid who is allegedly phoning in bomb threats. That's not your kid who's in prison for 10 years for drugs. Beating him within an inch of his life. God almighty, I can't even comprehend this. Wow. Next time Toby calls in, I'm going to be a lot more respectful to him. I gotta tell you. Yes, Mr. Toby. No, Mr. Toby. Thank you, Mr. Toby. May I hang up on you now, Mr. Toby? Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Oh, wow. That was an incredible call. It really was absolutely incredible. I've got to get Johnny's attention. Hey, Johnny! Got a problem with the wide orbit thing again. Give me a second here. I don't know how else to do this. Something's wrong here. I'm sorry to bother you. The thing is wrong. The thing is wrong. This automatic thing, the blue thing, is all wrong. You see? We're going up to the 5 o'clock, and this thing is going on. I have no idea what this. What do I do here? Because it's not supposed to be that number. Okay. It's supposed to be like 5 minutes or something like that. Hold on. What? Go ahead.
I'll make sure you get on the top of the hour.
All right. I wasn't sure because it's not supposed to be.
I know,
there.
Boy. You're in. I would never want you to fly a plane or something.
No, you would not want me to fly a plane.
Or you'd
no.
be on the island. You'd be the first to go. You know that.
You know,
if we were on a deserted island, I would take you out first.
I'm trying. If I were on a deserted island with you, I'd want to be taken out first.
Well, good.
Take me first. I don't want to deal with this guy.
I will make sure you're at the top.
Yeah, because there is something wrong here, and I didn't know what else. The internet's out?
Yeah, MCTV has got a...
The internet is out?
The internet's been out, yeah, you know.
That's why this is screwed up.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So nothing's going to happen, or is something going to happen?
We depend too much on the internet.
Well, at 8 o'clock, do I get the news, or is that going to...
No, it still should be there.
That should still be
it's
there.
It's taped in early. It's taped in 15 minutes before it goes on, so you're good. Calm down, Dimitri.
Okay, but there's nothing else
No.
Everything else is going to be the same.
This guy's got fire shooting out of his ears.
Well, no, it's just that something's wrong. Nobody told me the internet was out again.
I know, but you
know
what you do?
Our low-cost cable company.
Yeah, it is. I'm telling you what.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second.
They're as bad as AEP.
Jim is upset with you. Look at him. Look at that pose. He's upset.
The internet is totally out.
Yes, the internet is out. I don't know if we should have paid the bill. I'm pretty sure we did.
Oh, I know we did. It's the cable company. It's not us.
Right. It's MC.
I got a sales meeting at 9.
Well, you should be back on by then if it's all good. If a tree branch, Demetri, I will take care of you.
I just didn't know what to
okay,
do.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Good.
Thank you.
All right.
But still, if we're alone on a deserted island, take me on first. All right, fine. So how's your morning going for you? low-cost cable company. Never ends. All right, what do I do now? Hopefully you can hear me. All right. Excuse me. The news media is not covering this, but you will get this from me. Because I give you stuff that nobody else will give you. Boy, that Toby call was amazing. Jesus, that was an amazing call. I'd like to get your thoughts as well. What would you do if that was your son? The kid who, the 18-year-old, who I know is an adult and is a kid at the same time. He is accused of phoning in bomb threats. Lots of different big stores at the plaza. If he was your son, and if he's found guilty of doing these things that he's accused of, what would you do? What would you do as a parent? If he was your son, what would you do, Mom? What would you do, Dad? What would you do? 740-325-1490. If we can't take your calls right before the top of the hour, and I guess we're going to be okay at the top of the hour here from what I'm seeing on the screen. We can certainly be talking about this later on this morning. Also, Dimitri Graffiti, if you want to share your thoughts as well on that. Okay, the other thing to mention is that this is breaking news, and the corporate media will not tell you this, but online, on X Twitter, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, in a televised or a recorded interrogation with the police. They were interrogating him. He's so corrupt, it's unbelievable. And now we're going to be risking our lives of our brave men and women to cover his ass. He was secretly running funding Hamas ahead of the October 7th thing and trying to blame the Palestinians. He was funding Hamas.